What's your relationship and your school's relationship, generally speaking, again, with teachers' unions in Chicago?
I don't know. I don't really know what to say about that.
Currently, you don't have a cozy relationship with the unions right now.
We have no relationship, and I'd prefer to keep it that way.
There you go.
So please don't draw attention to that.
This week, NBC News is going to be taking an unprecedented look at the state of America's schools.
NBC did me a favor this week.
2 hours on national television to talk with teachers.
They took my little pop gun and made it into a howitzer.
You say no one wants lousy teachers, but there are a lot of really lousy teachers who were protected by this current system.
And so, like, now, America knows that you could spend $22,000 on poor black and Hispanic kids, and you can give them a terrible system.
I'll tell you right now, Randy, I want to know after the break why we can't use pay to inspire teachers. Why not?
This feels like as positive a shift in thinking as I've been part of for a while.
Democrats, to their credit, increasingly, still by no means the majority, have slowly but surely gotten religion when it comes to school choice.
Most people know you as a Democratic consultant. What's going on? What brought you to the school choice movement?
I just think we ought to, you know, look, the way things just aren't working. And I think everybody has to admit that.
Reformers and non-reformers alike can say, oh, we can work with the unions. Shouldn't we try? They're not going away anytime soon. Really? We can't make them go away?
You know, I don't want to demonize teachers. I don't want to demonize the union. That's not why I'm here.
By conceding and trying to be conciliatory for all these years, we gave them the upper hand.
We have to do is get everybody to the table.
It's quite frankly a little disingenuous for the union president to stand up and say, we liked what Michelle was doing, we wanted to continue to happen. When the National AFT poured $1 million into the campaign in Washington, D.C., $1 million into a local mayoral race.
So Michelle Rhee is angry at Randy Weingarten concerning the election.
Can't say, well, the problem with charter schools is they only serve some of the kids, when in fact you are advocating for caps on those effective charter schools.
Justifiable?
I think she got a right to be angry, sure. They also have the ability, the freedom of speech and all other stuff to say and do what they've done.
The audience in this room just finished watching an extraordinary and powerful film called Waiting for Superman, which opened just a few days ago.
This isn't some Hollywood drama or a romance flick. This is a documentary about our failing education system. And the tears we saw in this room are about our children.
What's happening is that, like, what is a policy decision is starting to become a social decision, and you see that playing out in the vehicles that embrace the message. So film is like a perfect one.
I want to go to school.
For these kids, their only chance at getting into a great school depends on whether their number is picked in the lottery.
So if Francisco doesn't get in, is there another chance?
No.
When the message is like that simple and powerful, like you win.
18, 10.
How can you just be dead set against something that I think, you know, is sort of proven that it's working?
12.
It's not perfect, not solving every problem, but how do we take all the best things that we've learned, start reforming, real reform of what's not working, and start moving to a system that works?
2. And the last number